Welcome to the management's comments on the results of the fourth quarter and year of 2020 of Camil Alimentos. Camil came to the end of 2020 reinstating once more its solid growth and the resilience of its business models, even despite the very challenging scenario posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. We grew in the midst of so many challenges through actions focused on agility, safety, and supply, with a coordinated operation in the value chain to ensure that there wouldn't be scarcity of food on the table of the population in the countries where we operate. Our 60 years of history allow us to be more experienced, and together with our capacity to adapt, we can focus on being quick to adjust our liquidity, production, and logistics and supply functions. This year, we were faced with a scenario of high cost of inputs and raw materials in our categories, combined with the high demand in the sector in the early days of the pandemic, when people rushed to the supermarkets, followed by the normalization of inventories in the second half of the year. This volatility and additional charges related to volumes and supplies were part of our operations. We pursued an agile and coordinated strategy, adapting our business to this new reality and positioning ourselves early on with a focus on our value chain. This pricing scenario, combined with the results from the international operations, allowed us to reach a new level as a company, posting gross revenue of 8.5 billion BRL in the year, up 36% year-on-year. In regards to ESG, we continue to strengthen our commitment to align our sustainable agenda for the years to come. In 2020, we introduced new management committees, including ESG and ethics, making our sustainable governance structure even more robust. We believe that given the magnitude of ESG discussions in the market, the materiality assessment strategy is the most assertive way to focus on topics that make an actual difference in our business and our surroundings. Through this strategy, we defined 8 material topics in 2020, divided into working groups that act to implement actions related to the environment, social responsibility, and corporate governance in all the countries where we operate. For 2021, we included ESG goals in the variable compensation of the management and reinforced our sustainable corporate strategic planning for the next 5 years, thus building an even more solid base for our sustainable development. With this backdrop, it's worth mentioning that there is something that is non-negotiable for Camil, and that is the safety of people. We reinforce the protocols for hygiene and sanitary barriers in the operating units. We carried out speeches and encouraged social distancing of people in the risk groups and followed all the guidelines of the Ministry of Health. As a food company, we also increased our contribution to fight the impacts of the pandemic in the communities where we operate by donating equipment and materials to the health agencies in the municipalities where we have production facilities. We also intensified our social investments and distributed more than 300 tons of food to the most vulnerable communities. Moving to the results and highlights of the period, the raw material price increase and the foreign exchange effect in the period led to the dilution of costs and expenses and the return to our normal annual historical profitability levels of 8.5 million BRL a year. In volume terms, the quarter posted a decline in grain sales volumes of 3%, sugar minus 11%, fish 28%, and international 34%. We experienced a normalization of inventories in the second half of the year after the spike in demand caused by the rush to supermarkets in the early days of the pandemic. In 2020, sales of rice increased 1%, beans 2%, sugar 8%, and international 7%. Net revenue was 1.8 billion BRL in the quarter, up 23%, and 7.5 billion BRL in the year, growing 38%. Gross profit was 344 million BRL, up 2%, with a margin of 18% in the quarter. In the year, gross profit was 1.7 billion BRLs, up 33% with a margin of 22%. EBITDA was 146 million BRLs, growing 7% with a margin of 8% in a quarter. In the year, EBITDA was 787 million, up 78% with a margin of 10.5%. And finally, net income of 85 million BRLs in the quarter, up 2% with a margin of 5%. In the year, net income reached 463 million BRLs, growing 93% with a margin of 6%. Now, starting the analysis with our operating results, the rice category posted volume of 162,000 tons, down by 5% and a quarter, and 750,000 tons in the year, up by 1% year-on-year. Both periods posted lower sales of the leading brands and growth of the lower pricing brands, with the regularization of inventories of customers and retailers in the second half of the year. The average raw material price was 92 BRLs per bag in the quarter, up 86%, and 80 BRLs per bag in the year, up 77%. Camil's gross price was up 64% in a quarter and 46% in the year. It's worth mentioning that for the year beginning in March 2021, rice quotes in the market started high but remained stable around 80 to 90 BRLs per bag, which is different than the price volatility experienced in 2020. In the beans category, volume reached 23,000 tons, growing 14% in a quarter, and 94,000 tons in the year, growing 2% year-on-year. Despite the high volatility of prices in the category, the company was able to grow volume, boosted by increased sales of lower pricing brands. The average raw material market price was 273 BRLs per bag in a quarter, up 34%, and 254 BRLs per bag in the year, up 32%. Camil's gross price increased 30% in the quarter and 37% in the year, following the flow of the market. In the sugar category, volume totaled 115,000 tons, down by 11% in the quarter, and 556,000 tons in the year, up 8%. Both periods experienced a sales reduction from the leading brands and growth from the lower pricing brands, with the regularization of inventories from customers and retailers in the second half of the year. In the quarter, the decline was characterized by the increase in the cost of raw material in the period, coupled with a more competitive landscape that led to difficulties to transfer the full increase of prices in the category. The average raw material market price was 108 BRLs per bag in a quarter, growing 45%, and 90 BRLs per bag in the year, up 34%. Camil's gross price increased 17% in the quarter and 12% in the year. In the fish category, volume reached 11,000 tons, down by 28% in the quarter, and 37,000 tons in the year, down 5%. This result reflects the increase in the acquisition cost of raw material and difficulties with origination of sardines in the period attributed to import difficulties in the exporting markets due to the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Camil's gross price was up 20% in the quarter and 12% in the year. In the international segment, sales volume was 134,000 tons in the quarter, down 34%, driven by lower sales in Uruguay, with exports concentrated in the first half of 2020, and lower sales in Chile and Peru. Chile and Peru were countries affected by the challenging moment brought about by COVID-19, with the shutdown of the main consumer centers in Peru and price freezes by the main retailers in Chile. International volume in the year was 678,000 tons, growing 7% with increased sales in Uruguay and Peru. We posted a significant growth in the year, and we continue to operate, reinstating our commitment to safety and to service our customers to make sure that there is no scarcity of food in the communities and regions where we operate. We continue to adopt all the proper measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and to ensure the continuity and growth of our business. It's clear to us that collaboration and resilience should increasingly be some of the points to be worked further by the company in challenging scenarios. To conclude, in view of this scenario, we cannot but offer our heartfelt thanks to our customers and consumers for their preference, our employees, shareholders, and members of the board and committees for their support and trust, and to our suppliers and other stakeholders for another year of intense collaboration and partnership. With safety, social responsibility, and agility, we grow increasingly confident that the company is in the right track to anticipate trends and strengthen its position in the food sector in South America. Now, to elaborate on the financial performance of the quarter, I'll give the floor to Flavio. You may proceed, Flavio. Thank you, Luciano. Welcome to the comments on the results of the fourth quarter and year of 2020 of Camil Alimentos. Initiating the analysis with the financial performance, gross revenue was 2 billion BRLs in the quarter, up 22%, and 8.5 billion BRLs in the year, up 36%. We reached a new level due to a combined effect that included higher prices, foreign exchange, and volumes in the period. Net revenue was 1.8 billion BRLs in the quarter, growing 23%, and 7.5 billion BRLs in the year, up 38%, boosted by higher revenues in Brazil and international. Cost of sales and services in the quarter reached 1.5 billion BRLs, up 29%, and 5.8 billion BRLs in the year, up 40%, attributed to the higher cost of raw material and FX effect. Gross profit was 344 million BRLs, an increase of 2%, with a margin of 18% in the quarter. In the year, gross profit was 1.7 billion BRLs, up 33% with a margin of 22%. SG&A in the quarter was 249 million BRLs, up 2% and equivalent to 13.6% of net revenue in the period, representing a reduction of 2.8 percentage points in the share of net revenue year on year. This effect reflects the dilution of costs and expenses and also initiatives to reduce SG&A implemented by the company in the last few years. The nominal increase in the quarter was mainly attributed to the 19% increase in SG&A International due to higher SG&A expenses in Uruguay, Chile, and Peru, mainly as a result of the foreign exchange impact in the period. This result was partially compensated by a 5% decrease in SG&A Brazil as a result of lower sales expenses in the period due to lower sales volume in the quarter, partially compensated by the increase in general and admin expenses in Brazil. SG&A in the year was 1 billion BRLs, up 11% and the equivalent to 14.2% of the net revenue in the period, posting a reduction of 3.5 percentage points in the share of net revenue when compared to the previous year. The same effect reflects the dilution of costs and expenses in the period and initiatives to reduce SG&A implemented in the last few years. The nominal increase in the year was mainly attributed to the 37% increase in SG&A International, resulting from the FX impact in the period. This increase was also driven by an increase of 0.5% in SG&A Brazil, stemming from higher general and admin expenses with sales in the period. Other operating revenues totaled 9.4 million BRLs positive in the quarter and 24.6 million BRLs in the year, stemming from non-recurring effects. Taking all of these factors into consideration, EBITDA was 146 million BRLs, growing 7% with a margin of 8% and a quarter. In the year, EBITDA was 787 million, up 78%, and a margin of 10.5%. In regards to the financial result, we had expenses of 24 million in the quarter and 79%, up 79%, and 85 million in the year, growing 37%, mainly due to interest on financing transactions and the recognition of other financial expenses in the period. Income tax and social contribution was 5 million BRLs positive in the quarter and expenses of 75 million BRLs in the year, with a tax rate of 14% of the result before taxes, mainly due to the exclusion of subsidies on investments related to ICMS credits and payment of interest on equity in the periods. Therefore, net income reached 85 million BRL in the quarter, up 2% and a margin of 5%. In the year, net income was 463 million BRL, growing 93% with a margin of 6%. The company's total debt position was 2.2 billion BRL, an increase of 37% year-on-year due to the new funding and FX depreciation of the international segment. As part of the work we are doing to meet the commitments of the company that mature this new year, refinance the short-term portion raised in early 2020 and cash rearrangement, we announced the conclusion of the ninth issue of the debentures in the amount of 350 million BRLs in the third quarter of 2020, and as a follow-up event, the approval of the 10th issue of the debentures amounting to 600 million BRLs. Net debt totaled 1.1 billion BRLs, and net debt over EBITDA last 12 months was 1.4 times, down by one time year on year. CapEx was 79 million BRLs in the period, up 151%, and 197 million BRLs in 2020, growing 45% vis-a-vis 2019. We continue to pursue our growth strategy through acquisitions and invested in two industrial plants, one in Rio Grande do Sul to receive in dry rice, plus the acquisition of a plant in the state of Pernambuco, where the company already operates. Furthermore, we are investing in a new grains processing plant in Osasco in the greater São Paulo region. The acquisitions refer to strategic operations to strengthen the company's commitment to guarantee supply, to grow and be more efficient. In addition to these investments, we revisited the projects that were scheduled for the first half but had to be postponed because of the pandemic, including works to expand our storage and production capacity conducted in the second half of the year. Working capital was higher year-on-year with increased inventories due to the company's initiatives to guarantee inputs during the COVID-19 pandemic, and there was an increase in prepayments to suppliers. Both cases were impacted by the higher cost of raw materials and FX depreciation in the international segment. Accounts receivable also posted growth in the period with higher sales, and there was also an increase in the suppliers line due to the higher cost of raw material. To conclude, I would like to reinforce a point mentioned by Luciano about the continuous adaptations and initiatives of the company in view of the COVID-19 pandemic. Since the beginning of the pandemic, we've been working on preventive mode to ensure the continuity of the business during this period, protecting our people, the operations, and the liquidity of the business. Luciano, the IR team, and I will be available to answer your questions about the results for the period on May 7th at 11 a.m. Brazil time. The link for the webcast and connection information will be available on the Investor Relations website. Thank you very much.